Today, Russia sent a cargo jet full of tents, blankets, and food to Afghanistan's anti-Taliban Northern Alliance. The plane landed in Dushanbe, capital of Afghanistan's northern neighbor, Tajikistan. More and more Russian military planes have been flying into Tajikistan in recent weeks. Pentagon officials say the U.S. intends to use the country as a base for military action against Afghanistan. Tajikistan has a close but often tense relationship with the Northern Alliance, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports now from Dushanbe.
A strong wind blows in from the south, carrying with it an immense cloud of sand. The dust makes breathing unbearable, even as it grounds planes and blocks out the sun. Locals call this sandstorm from the south the Afghan. Tajikistan and its war-torn southern neighbor share a border that runs for more than 800 miles. Parvanu Jamshedov, a professor at the Russian-Tajik Slavic University in Dushanbe, says it hasn't been easy living next to Afghanistan.
It is the most dangerous neighbor for Tajikistan. Not because of we are afraid of them, no. But the thing is that they are causing a lot of problems with drugs and with terrorists.
The sandstorms are the least of the dangers to spill across the Afghan border. To this day, Tajikistan relies on Moscow, its former Soviet master, for protection. More than 10,000 Russian troops have long been stationed here to defend the vulnerable southern frontier. The Russians say the biggest threat involves millions of dollars of Afghan heroin smuggled annually through Tajikistan to markets in Europe and Russia. Colonel Pyotr Gardyenko of the Russian Border Guard shows the cloth sacks used to package the heroin.
Маркировка пальмы орел. Этот вот героин упакован на штампе скорпион. Фирменный знак со скорпионом.
The packets are stamped with scorpions, eagles, and palm trees, trademark symbols that identify the different heroin factories in Afghanistan where the drugs are made. And then there is Afghanistan's civil war. Hundreds of stray artillery rounds and bullets have landed on Tajik territory over the years. Tajikistan's been a staunch supporter of the Northern Alliance. Ahmed Shah Massoud, the alliance commander who was assassinated last month, was an ethnic Tajik who was viewed as a hero by many here in Dushanbe. Alliance choppers are now flying in and out of Dushanbe's airport on a daily basis. Northern Alliance officials say Tajikistan is their only gateway to the outside world. Russians have been selling weapons to the ragtag Northern Alliance. And in the wake of the terrorist attacks on the U.S., President Vladimir Putin promised increased military aid for the anti-Taliban movement. That aid has already been forthcoming, according to Northern Alliance Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah.
As a result of a new decision by the Russian Federation, we are in better situation supplies-wise.
But even though Tajikistan openly supports the Northern Alliance, Professor Parvanu Jamshedov says Tajiks are concerned about possible spillover effects if the U.S. attacks the Taliban.
If the war or the bombarding of Afghanistan will start, people will flee to Tajikistan through the borders, and the number of refugees will increase, and the situation in Tajikistan, the economical situation, is not so good.
Tajik officials have made clear that they will not accept any Afghan refugees. The country is already facing food shortages after 2 years of drought, and the political situation is fragile. Tajikistan ended its own civil war with a peace deal in 1997, but government troops were still fighting skirmishes with Islamic rebels outside the capital just a few months ago. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Dushanbe.